Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
They're not smart enough to put a game plan together, period. Buttermilk biscuits. I'm so sick of Mark Sweeney's like a puke.
Buttermilk biscuits.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Kenny Payne struck out. He lost DJ. He's going to Kentucky. That's it. And we're going to suck.
No. And James Strebel.
It completely forget that, I don't know, John Calipari actually coached DJ Wagner's father at Memphis. They don't remember that. Who's closer to the son, Gramps or Papa? Probably Papa.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Vince Merrill, bro. He ain't no big dog, bro. He's a freaking chihuahua. Just bark, 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 no bite. Talking all that smack. Keep talking all that smack, bro. Keep talking all that smack. But you know what? Champions Classic on Tuesday. Hopefully we get that W. I'll try to talk to y'all after that. Other than that, Louisville still sucks. I'll let your boy.
All right. 5 o'clock hour. Oh, man. What a weekend. Zach, I feel like we've accomplished nothing. I felt like I was heavy-handed in the 3 o'clock hour. I felt like Strebel rolled in here, and we've known for a month and a half that DJ Wagner was going to Kentucky. Okay, like I wanted, you know what, DJ? I wanted two hats on the table, DJ.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted.
Hats.
By the way, Cal has a new shirt. Jack has seen it. Jack's like, this is really overshadowing what Malik Renew's doing right now.
But
he's the first freshman in the Big Ten to average 17-8 through two games. Mike Woodson, yet again. Woody, the real NBA coach. You hear that, KP?
Yeah.
He knows how to foul when there's 4 seconds left and you have two to
and
give. Okay, so
games.
5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. We're out of here a little bit early today, about 10 minutes early for Bellarmine basketball. They play something, no offense, Scotty D, CU Harrodsburg, whatever the hell that
Harrodsburg.
Is. I have no idea what
okay.
that is.
I
no,
don't
I'm,
either.
I'm not saying that to be mean.
No,
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
I need to look on an app here because I'm in Indiana. By the way, blindly bet one last night that we needed.
Oh, you need a little win last night?
Oh,
did you get a dub?
I needed a dub. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
I had that same game parlay. Oh, yeah. It's one of those where, you know, because I'm trying to take money out. Like, I'm viewing this as a small part-time job.
Right, right.
But the Cowboys killed me. The first time, we don't need to talk about it, but in like literally 200 times that they were up by two scores and lost
and
in the
lost
fourth
the game.
Quarter.
Yeah.
They absolutely killed me. I went same game parlay over McCaffrey to score.
There you go.
And something else random, and all three happened, and the last one happened like 2 minutes ago. I stayed up to like midnight. I sound like crap, and that's where
it
we are today.
Your belief.
Yes, it did. Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, they present the 5 o'clock hour, Cox'sLouisville.com. All right, tell the people the shirt that Cal has. In fact, do we need to play this?
Yeah. But
he has a quick message. Jack, here, hang on. I'm just going to play it off the microphone. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah,
here,
let's play a little message from Cal.
You want to hear him? Okay, so
yeah.
Tell the people, Cal standing in front of his balls, his basketballs that are on his wall.
Yes, his Hall of Fame wall.
Of all the great seasons that have ended in the round of 32. I'm kidding.
So he starts off, he's turned around.
Like a hostage
back,
video.
Yeah, his back facing the camera. Then he turns around his face, and it says, his shirt says,
he's got
Aaron
a shirt.
And DJ, and Justin, and Reed, and Rob.
How about that? Jack, what do you think of this? You're an Indiana fan, and they do a lot of musty, corny things. And so is
it's
this
a very
cool?
Indiana is, thing to do,
yeah,
is what it is.
This is old man cool, right? It's an old
like,
man.
Like,
thing.
An old man like remember when IU about a decade ago had that class, and they called it the movement?
No.
I'm sorry.
It was Yogi Ferrell and a bunch of guys that didn't pan out pretty much.
They called it the movement.
What a cruddy thing to bring up.
Wait, hang on.
No, that's what this reminds me of.
No, hang on. In the first 3 minutes here, I have brought up my musty Christian McCaffrey bet that nobody cares about. Like, nobody. I forgot I made it until I got
just
on
now,
here because I was going to bet Bellarmine against whatever the hell CU Harrodsburg
is. You're like, look where this buddy
okay,
in here.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's nice. I forgot about that one. And then Jack brings up the movement, which has to be the name of the hour.
Dude, it's the movement.
And now I need to know who is in the movement with Yogi Ferrell.
Yeah, so before all right, that so class.
Yogi Ferrell, Hunter Mascara Perea, Peter Jerkin.
Oh. Jerkin.
Yes. I forgot about Peter Jerkin.
Sounds like a guy that Louisville's going to end up playing this year. Yeah. Listen, Hersey Miller twisted an ankle. Someone get Peter Jerkin in the game.
He's got to go.
Jerkin, get in.
Either that, he'll be some like random dude that scores 30 on him.
You're right.
And then,
you're right.
The other
Jerkin killed us.
The other two were Jeremy Hollowell and Ron Patterson. So
I don't remember Ron Patterson.
No, he never played.
I don't remember him at all.
Four of the five were major busts, and then Yogi Ferrell was Yogi Ferrell.
You're a bust, Jack.
Yes.
Just everything.
Thank you.
Just everything. Just everything. 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. So the DJ Wagner, we'll let Strebel gloat some more. Just quickly. Can I just 1, 2, 3 and then
sure.
We'll listen to some sound. And I mean, Jack, do you mind bringing up that Paul Biancardi stuff? It might be easier for you to play it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll find it.
How long we want to play that.
Right.
Anyway, I just think for me, you know, the DJ Wagner stuff signifies right now how far the two programs are from each other, and I mean this, and this is a great thing to say for a medley probably in a few months, but I feel like Louisville fans are going to have to sit around while Kentucky makes a Final Four run. Like, that's how I feel. If Oscar can be healthy, and I think Indiana's going to be a very good team. I think they're, you know, they could win the Big Ten, second, third, 3 seed, 4 seed, 2 seed. You know, I could see some flexibility,
sure,
maybe more with them, and who knows? Maybe Kentucky loses. They're favored by 6.5 to Michigan State and everything else. But it marks for me what has to be the beginning of Louisville getting some dudes in here. And the only thing, there's three things that kind of worry me a little bit, or four things, and I won't remember all of these. but with U of L is our analysis of, like, L. Ellis was right. Like, he's going to have to play 40 minutes a game.
That's been dead on, yeah.
And with Kenny Payne, number two, I was sold recruiting, and right now, today is a day that rings hollow. I mean, Louisville fans, it could have been your day. At some point, you thought it was going to be your day. Let's be honest about that. And then, so I was supposed to expect recruiting, and right now, I have not seen that at the level that I thought it was going to be, and maybe I'm buying in perhaps too much. And the other thing is the development of the bigs.
Well,
and I mean, Wheeler comes in, Amelia gets two fouls. Sidney Curry, I mean, right now is terrible through
he
two
can't
games.
Play.
I mean,
yeah.
Right now, I mean, should be benched. And you know, everything, whether you thought they were going to win 20 games, 2 games, 10 games, 15 games, it was all predicated on that front court being well above average. I'm not
right.
asking you to have Anthony Davis and Nerlens Noel and
Gorgui Jang.
But I am asking you to be well above average, and they haven't faced a team, quite frankly, Wright State and Bellarmine, that athletically is going to be able to go in there and rebound. I'm looking for something to pop, whether that be recruiting, whether that be, you know, I think Huntley Hatfield's been fine, but I need him to be more than fine if this team's going to be anything. And so,
Withers is really the guy.
I got to be honest. For this team to be 0-2 is, I'm sorry, it's extremely disappointing.
Yes.
It's extremely, extremely disappointing. So, the DJ Wagner stuff goes into the Louisville basketball stuff that goes to the Louisville football stuff. And I said this in the 3 o'clock hour. There's no way you can bring back this team how it's constituted. You need major player difference. You need coaching difference. And I mean, hey, in fact, Jack, give me Stoops one.
Oh, he said this one was going to be earlier. I would have flown through the window.
Yeah, you want to hear this?
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You can't beat anybody until you stop beating yourself. And we are beating ourselves at time, and without not giving credit to people where they deserve it. But there are times when we are beating ourselves. And as I mentioned, I mean, just two penalties alone, you know what I mean, can change. You know, you could be 8-2 and still talk about our problems. I know our problems.
Two penalties away.
But that's where you'd look at it and be like, hey, you know, that's on me to the other question of the sloppiness and play.
I mean, that's Satterfield from earlier this year? That's Satterfield from last year.
Eight and two.
Well, Oxendine would be one. The game's over there. And then I don't know the other one.
False start against Ole Miss right before Levis turned the ball over on what would have been the Dane Key touchdown. When they snap the ball too soon.
Danky.
I guess, but then there's no excuse for getting housed by Tennessee the way you got housed. And there's no excuse for losing to South Carolina.
Well, you're eight and two now. Congratulations.
Just like how Louisville was 9-3 last year.
Just like they were 9-3.
Issel needs to hear
that he's gonna faint.
No, you're exactly right, because we had
Catch him. His big body will fall back.
It's not just Blanket Baker.
Imagine Issel passing out and me catching him.
I save his life.
He's not Cardinal Sweeney any longer.
You'd be a hero in the bluegrass.
He saved Dan Issel's life.
He gave him the Heimlich maneuver or whatever.
I mean, Louie would be pissed.
He would be.
I saved his life.
It was me.
Why? Let's say I did it. It's secret between us.
Endear me closer to Dan Issel.
Right.
Tell him that it was me that saved him. But no, you're right. I mean,
Go ahead and say what you need about Kentucky football. It's been nice with DJ. Go ahead. Embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Here's the thing. When I was watching that game...
I'm out here firing coordinators, Strieble. Like, I give a rat's you know what about Scangarello.
Right.
I just need blood. Well, Scangarello's my blood. Might be the blood. You understand?
If one of those two are probably... I would say both. Scangarello's going to be Shannon Dawson. He came in here, and he was just terrible. He was terrible from the jump, and he was bad now. But no, the thing that stuck out to me the most, Andy, is when I was sitting there watching that second half with Jason Entz. Is just the...
Entz hurt his back, I heard? Did he throw
his back's
back?
Fine. No.
He was just tired.
He's tired. He was very tired on Friday night. Very, very tired. He's doing a lot of work. He was very sleepy when he came in.
What was he doing? Was he playing handball like Jack? Why was he busy?
I don't know.
Is Entz doing physical exercise?
He was mad about stuff. He had a busy day on Friday.
Okay.
So he came in, he's just busy. So I'm watching that second half. I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking to myself, there's no fixing this team.
Well, no. Stable.
Not because of the talent. It's just everything just seemed off about it. And Stoops, you heard him after the game in the post game. Stoops was about as down and
well,
out.
They've been embarrassed. People's credibility has been ruined over this football team. And I don't 100%. Mean just fans and media. And listen, you take some stuff with a grain of salt. I think Kentucky football as a whole, their credibility, they've taken Strieble such a step back that it's unimaginable.
Yeah.
They have pulled off the double whammy. Okay,
yeah.
Of losing at home to South Carolina and Vanderbilt. And guess what? They should have lost. It wasn't a fluke. Vanderbilt was doing whatever they wanted
to. They drove down their throat, Andy.
It wasn't a fluke play at the end of the game or a string of bad penalties. No, the Oxendine call was an easy call. It was the right call.
Right.
It was right in front of the refs. I think you're losing right now to Louisville. You can save that.
No, I'm with you. I said it on the post-game show on Saturday. I mean, the Louisville's,
it wouldn't be surprising at all. I mean, come on.
Look at Louisville's defense, and what does Kentucky struggle with the most? Turnovers and protecting Will Levis. What are the two things that Louisville's defense does the best? Create turnovers and get to the quarterback.
Well, and the other thing, and we'll never know it, but there's something. I mean, the Levis conversation.
Something's going on.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back to the way he played last year. Either he is too injured or, I mean, they are. I mean, if you're a Kentucky fan right now, and even a Louisville fan, the only hope that a Kentucky fan has right now is the Governor's Cup. I mean, that's going to be the highlight of their season.
It won't be the bowl game.
No, it's going to be it's going to be the highlight of your season.
You're exactly right.
Will be the Governor's Cup.
Yes.
Let's just be honest
100%.
About it.
If they win that game, it will be the highlight. Yes.
It will be one of those things. Can you turn Levis loose for one game?
Just one.
Yeah, and after the game, if Kentucky wins, you're like, well, where's that been? It's like, well, that was the agreed upon. I mean, Mark Stoops was defensive when it was like on TV. They said you got rid of all the run plays. Well, we didn't get rid of all the run plays. No, it looks like you got rid of all the run plays. Either he can't do them or he won't do them. And that's also one reason why he's patting the ball back there. They're bad. They're embarrassed. I mean, honestly, they're embarrassing. They're embarrassed.
They should be embarrassed.
And they cannot bring back what they brought back this year. I mean, they just can't do it. It fundamentally will not happen. Now, the other thing that interests me here, 437-9680, just with the local stuff, is, and this is another thing that I would love to know the answer to. Probably never going to get the answer to it. Last Sunday, I'm with my man Griever, I'm with my man Ennis.
Yeah,
and we're filming our TV thing.
That's right.
And Sriba, we're sitting there, we're like, listen, we know Malik's injured.
Yeah.
And we don't know totally how bad. Okay. And I mean, we were doing the same. We were, you know, texting and DMing. It's like,
sure.
At that point on Sunday, we knew Malik last Sunday. We knew, not this past, but the week before, after the, oh, help me, who did they just beat?
Not Wake Forest. Oh, James Madison.
After the James Madison game.
Yeah.
Where Blake nearly went onto the field, that entire fiasco. Rummage had to save him. Hurd had to save him.
Yeah, they had to pull Blake away.
Is, if you remember, there was a thought process on Sunday and early Monday that Malik was going to be out for the season.
Yes.
Then, from I would imagine from the football program, because they still have a game, a team's getting ready for them in Clemson,
yeah.
And you know how college coaches don't have to say anything. Okay, they don't have to give an injury report at all, a proper injury report.
They're not
pressed so none of this even matters to them. Then it started to swing the other way. Well, you know, it was a small procedure, and he's going to play, and it's not that big of a deal.
It's not throwing
and remember,
Andy.
It's not that big of a deal. It's what John Calipari said. Ah, a little small Oscar. Yeah, Oscar.
Just a small procedure.
Just a small procedure. So it was very evened out, and then Louisville did, through, you know, the different press things that they had, they did a good job of this is not a story. We went into the game against Clemson not talking about the hand at all.
No, we didn't.
Cerebral not talking. No. I mean, it got from Saturday, from some Sunday afternoon and night to maybe Monday morning. That got knocked down from, hey, is Malik done for the season?
Right.
To where even on Monday, by the time we came on the air, that wasn't the case.
We didn't talk about it
all
week.
He comes out there.
You can tell right away.
And you know something's not right. And I mean, their offense was constipated.
Yeah.
Then he gets another injury. I mean, he got hit on the ankle. He falls down and just gets wiped out on that play at the end of the half, which is a play that doesn't mean a damn thing for your season. And Louisville had a better opportunity than what we're leading on today to win that game.
They did. No,
and their
they
defense
did.
Played courageous, and the offense was dump.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I was ready to have the conversation last week if we thought this was going to happen and it came out that Malik was out. I was going to have the conversation of, I believed with Brock Doman, and I've told you guys this, I probably said it on air, that I thought you were going to lose to Clemson whether you had Malik or Brock Doman.
Yes. Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So if Malik was done, I was analyzing the last three games, and now we kind of pick that conversation back up with the injuries against Clemson. I thought you're losing the game no matter what. That's what happened.
Yeah.
You lost the game no matter what. I think you can beat NC State.
Yes, who just lost to...
With Malik or with Brock Doman. And if a healthy Brock Doman's the option, I would expect Louisville to win that game on Saturday. That would be really, really disappointing if they didn't. And then third, Malik's been bad against Kentucky. He's been benched the last two games.
Yeah.
And to me, if you said, I'm sorry, just to feel bottom line, and you feel for the kid because he wanted to win this game and it means a lot,
sure.
And I can understand that. But if you're just saying, hey, practically, Louisville loses Malik and they get Brock Doman for the Kentucky game, I'm sitting back saying, okay.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm a Louisville fan, I don't feel bad about that whatsoever.
Sure.
I don't feel bad about that whatsoever. So I feel like we're not wrong because the game wasn't too close. But, man, Louisville had like four opportunities in that second half be right there, man.
Clemson
and
turned it over.
It's being wiped away because of fill in the blank, because of the season, because it's Clemson, because of anything, right?
38 home wins in a row.
Anything. And I understand
that.
And I even feel that way. Like, I wasn't going to lead with that today.
Sure.
And, you know, even if DJ Wagner happened today, I was going to lead with how bad and how embarrassing Kentucky football is. And they created an NIL portal. And, of course, it's Will Levis throwing an L's down. It's like,
is that what it is?
Yeah. You haven't seen
it? I haven't seen it.
You're doing it right now. Come on. $500?
No.
Come on, big boy. What's it called? 15 athletic?
I'll give the collective, and I'll show you when I do it. I'm not doing it right now, but I will. I'll get.
Yeah,
the collective.
This is the
I
thing,
promise
that,
I will.
Jack. This is the thing that's happening right now with Kentucky
that
fans.
Is a lie.
Yeah. Is I'll do it. I'll do it. Don't worry. I heard this one today. Oh, I'll wait to see when it's reputable. I'm like, your boy Matt Bangs is putting
no,
his reputation on it.
Yeah, no, it's reputable.
How about the Colonel? $250 a month.
No,
everything in thoroughbred package. No. Intimate VIP event. I did see this quickly.
What's the $25 a month one?
Hey, we'll get to that. Jack, did you see this one? The champion package. This is the one-liner that I didn't make on the internet that I should have. The champion package. You haven't seen
champion.
Any of this?
I saw, but I didn't, like, read them. I didn't have time today. I was busy. I'm sorry.
Jack, this has been his number one thing.
I know.
That all you BBM bums have
I'm
been complaining about is NIL. And
yeah,
now I got to sit here and I got to read it to you. I got to read it to you.
It's DJ Day, Andy.
It's DJ Day. I was more concerned about DJ Day.
More concerned about basketball. Typical BBN.
How dare you guys talk about DJ? We've known for months. That's fine. Yeah.
So what's the champion? What's the champion?
$500 a month.
$500 a month.
You get you get a list of things,
yeah.
And then the little sprinkles on.
Yeah.
You get the VIP dinner with head football coach and players. You get a live video conference call with student athlete for family, friends, or employees.
Oh, that's a little weird.
Autographed helmet.
Oh wow!
So it's $500 a month.
$500 a month.
And my joke was, you know, you get a VIP dinner with the football coach.
Ew.
The football coach is not driving me home, right? Or am I going to have to drive the football coach home?
Or get an Uber for the both of
them? Yeah, you would say, well, yeah. Sweeney, which coach? Any of them.
All of them?
Like, I'm not – being part of the champion 500
Strieble,
package.
Strieble would get Eddie Grand.
Yeah.
I would. Eddie Grand. Yeah, yeah,
Eddie Grand or Skeng.
Can you pick?
Eddie Grand would drive me home. He would drive. I'd be fine with that.
John, outstanding column this morning about Rich Sangarello.
He just rubs it in, man.
Do you put all of this on Sangarello, the way the offense has performed this year?
Sangarello.
First word's better. He says Shangarello.
Yeah, Shangarello.
Here it is, the 15 club with Levis with like that's like the L's down
L's
picture.
Down. Yeah, it is the L's down picture. It's the last time he was happy.
It's also is it Second Chronicles that's on his arm?
It is. It's Chronicles. I don't know what.
What's second? What's in Second?
Okay,
Chronicles?
Second Chronicles is a book in the Bible. Now he
thank
the,
you, Strieble.
Well, no, there's
thank
a verse. I don't know what the verse is. No, it's a whole
well,
book.
That's what I was going to you for.
But there's like a verse underneath. I don't
right.
know. I can't read it.
Well, no, that's why I was stunned. Yeah. Like I thought you were going to. I thought you had the answer to that, and then
no.
you just said Second Chronicles is a book in the
yeah,
Bible,
but he's got like
which
a,
everybody knows.
Right. I just want to know. I don't know the verse that he has.
Well, I don't either. That's what I
yeah.
listen. I thought maybe you knew.
No, I didn't know.
And that's fine if you don't.
I did. Yeah, I haven't blown up. Levis's tattoo to see which verse he has tatted on his body. probably something about sinners. I don't know. Saved in grace.
He's like, to celebrate Second Chronicles, I'm going to hang out with Barstool. Anyway, 437-9680 is the UPS job sex line. Oh, man.
He
do
did
we,
make a nice
do we want to play the Calipari sound? What do we
yeah,
want to
we,
do
I forgot.
Here? Jack, do we have – how boring is the DJ Wagner –
Paul
is it,
it's
is it back?
About It's about 9 minutes and 15
oh,
seconds.
Whoa.
9 minutes and 15
That's
seconds.
That's a lot.
That's
9 minutes
much.
And a Patino.
Thank you. It's a premature.
I wasn't expecting that from
it's
Jack.
It's a premature joke.
It
That's
is.
Funny. Is that funny to you? Is that the radio that you like?
I think Treble's the only one that found that funny.
No, there are probably a few listeners that
yeah,
chuckled.
That's fair.
Who do you, when you do your rankings, Strieble?
Yeah.
It's the take on ESPN 680 1057. And you see DJ commit to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Who do you see in Louisville land?
Like in my head?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like Rummage is there, but I'm saying like
oh,
when you close your eyes, okay, and you think of DJ Wagner, let's be honest. What has been burned in your mind? Because people have been mean. That's why I was so mad earlier, because I'm like, man, y'all been mean and nasty about this. Don't just say it's over. No, people got to take an L sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Okay? Yes.
Kentucky football took an L. St. Peter's, they took an L.
Yes.
Okay? You got to take an L sometimes and just deal with it and live with it. Okay? Hey. I do that every day when I wake up. Who's in your mind? Right now,
there's a lot of people are in my mind.
Yeah, but who's in your mind right now?
I mean,
when you sit back, come on.
I don't know. I guess I would say,
is it Ty Spaulding?
It's not Ty.
Is it Ty Spaulding? Is it Nolan Smith?
Not Ty. Nolan Smith's in there a little bit.
Yeah, Kentucky fan called him Nolan Smith.
Worldwide,
Jack, have you noticed this lately? Kentucky football terror or basketball terrorism is at, to me,
it's at a peak.
It's at a peak over the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm scared to get online.
It's back in a big way.
Like, Jack, have Indiana win a couple games here and have Martha the Mop Lady start flapping the gums.
Oh, if they
and then they walk
Friday,
into the Kentucky, and then they walk into the Kentucky land and they get destroyed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, like right now, it's a scary thing. It's terrifying.
It is terrifying, but I guess this is your point. I mean, World Wide West, not because he did anything, but because...
World Wide West?
Here's why. World Wide West comes to mind because he was the one that was going to drive this recruiting ship...
The Camden Connection.
Right through Louisville. I heard all these Louisville fans that hated World Wide West for years.
Right.
He's dirty. He's a cheater. He's Cal's bag man. We're banking on him.
Right.
To deliver DJ Wagner and Aaron Bradshaw and AJ Johnson, and you name a player, he was going to bring them there.
You're right.
And there's so many Louisville fans that just were so sure that he's going to be he's coming to games. Was he at Louisville Live? I don't think he was at Louisville Live. Was he there? But I was just they were so confident that World Wide West, who they thought was the dirtbag of all dirtbags, was going to bring their program back to prominence, and I hadn't heard a whisper about World Wide West since.
I forgot when Jack played that sound, I forgot that we had the small infatuation with World Wide West.
That's what put it in my head. It was Jack's medley. I was like, I forgot about that.
But there's nobody. I mean, nobody. That's it. That's all you got.
No, there's. I mean, there's
World
more.
World Wide West.
There are more people out there that I have in my mind that I know for sure said things that weren't true. They knew weren't true. They made things up. Or maybe you got bad information from coaches that are just trying to run their gums and talk their program up. Because that's what I think a lot of this came from. There's certain coaches on that staff that were running their lip, and it came back and it bit them in the end.
I love the word lip. It's always good.
It is, yeah.
It's a fighting word. Whenever you can throw running the lip.
They ran the lip. And,
that's the way you do it.
You know, they got
sometimes you're on the wrong side.
A little humble pie today. A little humble pie. And I think that one of those coaches was lashing out a little bit on Twitter today. He had a little bit of that humble pie.
Yeah, Nolan Smith might need to log off Twitter just a little bit.
Man, can he
Louisville fans are like, find a guard. And he's got to be like this. Here's the thing. Here's how I feel. Nolan Smith, he put something on Twitter like, stay woke, and had a couple emojis, and people were like, go get a guard.
Yeah.
And he was like, go get a life. And he was battling people, which I actually find awesome if you're winning games or whatever.
You're doing that.
I actually would love that. Like, if Brian Harsin won games at Auburn and, like, was battling fans,
that'd
was
be
like,
awesome.
Bleep you, I've won six straight.
Yeah.
Like, Sack could do a little
like
bit
Satterfield,
of that.
Exactly, yeah. Like, yes.
You know, he wants to, but that's just... That ain't his game.
No.
You know, that's
no,
how Satterfield's
not
game.
Doing that.
No. I mean, Stoops did. I mean, last year, Vanderbilt.
Well,
he
did it in August.
Yeah, he does it all the time.
He
probably did it in September and October.
It's a basketball school. I thought we played in the SEC. And then he cursed his season that moment, Andy. The moment he went at Cal, he cursed the season.
He did.
And it went down the tube.
What were we talking about?
Nolan Smith. Oh, battling on Twitter.
Well, I think Nolan Smith is seeing the difference between Jack. This is college basketball tonight. You need to tee this up.
Oh, I like this.
Okay, I think he's seen the difference between Duke, North Carolina, and Louisville, Kentucky.
It's ugly, man. He didn't know.
Like there's a lot of sweater wearing on the North Carolina side. Duke has no fans. You're insulated there with Coach K.
Sure.
It's all love. It's all love. It's all love.
You've never had to face
it. It's
this.
A lot of love, okay?
Yeah.
Now you're rebuilding in a team atmosphere that has been rough, at times toxic, and then you add in this group of hyenas that is on the hunt, okay?
And here's the Kentucky basketball
and it's
resurgence.
Called Kentucky fans.
Yeah.
And Kentucky is staring a damn good season, and you add that together, this ain't Duke, North Carolina.
This is
that's
bro.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's tea. You're having a little tea.
A little crumpet.
Yeah, a little crumpet, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? You put a little sweater over your shoulder.
Right.
You tie it around where it's hanging between your man boobs. Do you understand my voice sounds bad?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah.
This is prison shaking, man.
Yeah, this is dirtiness. Yeah.
This is dirty.
Yeah.
Do you understand? This is these people are animals.
You're right. He's learning the hard way that this rivalry is not for the faint of heart.
A Louisville fan will tell you, go get a guard.
A Louisville fan will tell you.
No, I'm saying
yes,
a Louisville fan will tell you, go get a
guard. Go get a guard, yes.
I don't need to hear anything.
Yeah.
I love that.
You wonder.
Go get a guard. It's so basic.
It is.
Jack, you're going to steal that for college basketball tonight. Don't act like that's
of
not
course.
A college basketball
oh, of
tonight.
Of course it
take.
Is. That's a great college great basketball tonight take.
I mean, he's seeing that, is he not?
Oh, sure. Yes, he is. He battled back.
Like we're
with
lunatics.
It. Yes.
Like if Kentucky loses to Michigan State on Tuesday, tomorrow
it's
night.
It's going
to
be all.
By the way, tell people you're going to be there.
I'm so excited.
Going to be there. We got tickets for Big Guy.
Yeah, Kel and I are going to make the trek up. We're going to leave school a little early tomorrow.
Being a good parent.
We're going to meet you at Tin Roof. We're going to do a little radio.
A little radio at Tin Roof.
Eat a little chicken tender.
A little chicken tendy.
Whatever's there. Then we're going to make our way down to the stadium. We're going to have ourselves a good time. I can't wait. He's so pumped. He's got his Oscar Sheepway shirt ready to go, Andy. He's got his BBN sweatpants ready to go.
his BBN sweatpants.
Oh, he's decked.
Like Scangarello or what?
No, they're actually like.
They're like the Nike kind.
UK sweatpants. They're blue. He's pumped. He's ready to go. But we're going to be out there, going to watch a little basketball tomorrow night, and I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. He almost cried when I told him that we're going to the Champions Classic.
Did you really?
He cried tears of joy almost. He went and told all his buddies, like, I'm going to the Champions Classic tomorrow. Eat it.
And, of course, you would know that because you hover over them at lunch.
They were just
trying to have a Monday lunch, a little turkey and ham, a little peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, a little PB&J Uncrustable.
By the way, we never going to get crunchy peanut butter back.
Where did it all go? I'm with you,
man. I mean, there was a recall, but I'm like, are we never going to get that back?
It's gone for good, I think. And I hate it because I like crunchy peanut butter.
I think Ence hoarded it.
Is there an apartment?
The peanut butter trick? Didn't Ence, you still have all that? Is it bad?
It's not expired, has it?
Is the milk gone bad, Charlie Murphy?
Yeah,
I don't know why that's the thing
milk,
I was thinking of.
The milk's gone bad.
Texas says, which package allows me to be C-Rod's Uber driver? I mean, he's the only hope. So, yeah.
No,
if I'm a Kentucky fan,
yeah.
I am. I'm doing whatever $100 handshake. Because
the
only chance you have
of
beating Louisville is that. I mean, what do we do about the game? Honestly, what are we going to do
Georgia? Who needs to sit more against Georgia, C-Rod or Levis?
I'm tired of the heroism around Levis. I'm done.
Well, he was bad Saturday.
He's so strong-willed. I mean, like, guys, if he can't play.
I mean,
he can't play, then it's okay.
Well, not only that, so there was – I did see a little bit of Stoops today. I didn't hear everything, but I did see he's like, well, you know, sometimes –
we should give you one more on the way out.
Sometimes your wide receiver and quarterback aren't on the same page. Like, dude, that was game 10. How are they not on the same page? Will Levis, it wasn't like Will Levis has missed all these games. He missed a game. There's no excuse for your quarterback and your wide receivers to not be on the same page against Vanderbilt in game 10. Don't give me sometimes they're not on the same page. Don't give me that. You've had all season to be on the same page.
Don't give me that. Jack, here's what I want you to do.
He's throwing balls in the dirt, Andy.
Balls in the dirt. Here's what we're going to do. Jack's Medley, we're going to retweet that. Jack, let's podcast that within the podcast and separately, okay?
Sounds good.
So we'll do that. That was in the 4 o'clock hour. We have Bellarmine basketball. Jack, can you do this? Can you rattle me off? We have UK post game. Strebel, Ence, Issel callers.
Oh, yeah.
Can you just give me, like I don't know, four or five good ones.
A few tidbits.
Before, again, I would love for the last thing to be an angry, very southern voice Kentucky man who's angry to go right into Mark Bug and Doug Ormay.
I love Mark Bug and Doug Ormay.
Who loves Doug Ormay
first
more
of all,
than you?
Eli Cox, Jeremy Flax, y'all can leave. You're not SEC caliber.
The whole line's not SEC caliber.
Those two in particular, though, have been beaten all year. I'm about to say something that I never in my entire life thought I would say. And I'm still not entirely sure that I'm conscious right now as I'm about to say this. Rick Scangarello should be fired today, and Eddie Grant should be made interim offensive coordinator. Because it couldn't be any worse than this has been.
No, it can't. It can't be worse than this. Well, it can.
It could not be any worse than this has been.
You might be right. This has been atrocious.
It's Vanderbilt. It's Vanderbilt. And they're not ready to play? Come on.
It's the arrogance, man.
Do you think this performance has fans ready to shell money out to Mark Stoops' football team? Is that a good debut for the NIL collectives on Monday? This team has not gotten better. They've regressed. They've got progressively worse as the season went on. This coaching staff, people need to be fired today. Rick Scangarello needs to be fired. Oh. Zach Yenser needs to be fired. Now, I don't want to hear Mark Stoops. We got to get back to work. We got to clean things up. No, dude, shut your mouth. You big mouth. All you do is talk. And you'll have one 9-3 season every once in a while, and this is what we get. Big talk Stoops. And this is where we get.
Big talk.
We're going to be in some bum-ass 6-6 bowl game. But, Mark Stoops is going to ruin John Calipari's day on New Year's Eve when he's playing in a New Year's Six Bowl.
That's a bad one.
How silly does all that junk sound now?
Vince Morrow, and I tweeted this out, and I tagged them both in it. Please stop with the rhetoric preseason. That is embarrassing. It makes you look like an absolute idiot that you might be.
All right,
Come on, guys, man. This is pathetic. It's atrocious. Louisville's going to be favored when they come into Louisville.
I mean, that's
you just
not
took
wrong.
One of the best offensive lines in the past 5 years and just f***ed it down the drain, bro. Straight up.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.